Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Paradigm Podcast. I am your host, France Taillard, Certified Conscious Parenting Coach. One of my missions as a conscious mom and parenting coach is to find new ways to awaken, deepen our consciousness, connections, and relationships. To guide other moms to reconnect with their true self so they can bring more love and joy in their homes and confidently parent their child the unique way they crave to be parented. I'm here to have conversations to guide you and pave the way for a whole new parenting experience for ourselves and our children. Join me and let's explore the path together. Sharing with you my journey to becoming a conscious parent, and I'm also going to share with you some tools that you can use to help elevate the consciousness for yourself and your child. All right, so let's dive right in. I often am asked, like, how did you become a conscious parenting coach? And I think I was honestly born to do this work. I remember being 18 years old in grade 12, going to my guidance counselor's office and, you know, telling him, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to college or university. I just want to be a mom. And of course, society tells us that you need to go to school, you need to get a good job before you find someone, have kids, and get married, right? Get married and have kids. So, of course, I went to school and, you know, I did that path for a little while. But at age about 20, I started diving into things like Qigong, energy healing, Kundalini yoga, EFT, which is known as emotional freedom technique, and all sorts of things like that. I really started studying, you know, Chinese medicine, and, you know, the list went on and on. I was always someone who loved to learn more about the holistic way of living and kind of off the grid and alternative ways of being and parenting. Okay. And then I was 25 when I had my daughter. Shortly after I had her, I listened to a podcast from Dr. Shefali on the Oprah show, and it was about conscious parenting, and it blew my mind. For Mother's Day that year, so when my daughter was about 4 months old, my mother bought me one of Dr. Shefali's books, Conscious Parent, and I started reading it, and it just completely captivated my attention, and it completely fascinated me, and I wanted to learn more. Since then, I continued to buy more of her books and learning more about being a conscious parent. Finally, when my daughter was about 3.5, I was just so obsessed with learning about and embodying and becoming a conscious mom. And at that point, I had the desire to become a coach for a long time. So I sat down, and I still remember where I was sitting and how it happened. And I started exploring her website, and that's when I discovered that she had a conscious parenting certification program. So I jumped right on that. Within 4 months, I started the program and then became certified. Okay. And so that's a little bit about my story. But what I want you to know here is that being a conscious parent does not mean you need to be perfect. Not at all. Right. And if you look at me and you're like, oh, she swears. Oh, you know, sometimes she loses her patience with her daughter and she's not perfect. Is she really a conscious parent? Right. Being a conscious parent means that you're willing to learn and to let go of these practices, let go of these triggers and heal yourself. Okay. So being a conscious parent means not only are you raising your child, but you're also raising yourself, almost like reparenting yourself. And it's not about not having any triggers. It's about what do you do with those triggers, right? Do you react, or are you able to pause, reflect on these triggers later, and heal, right? And being able to raise your child as well as raise yourself, it means a few things. It means that you're raising your child for who they uniquely are. Most of us as parents, we raise our children we parent the way we were parented, right? With maybe a few exceptions. Oh, my parents did this that I really didn't like, so I'm not going to do it. But that's about it, right? And so we parent the way we were parented, and or we parent the way that society expects us to parent, right? Meaning all sorts of different things, right? Entering them in different activities, or acting in certain ways, or disciplining them in certain ways based on what society expects us to do. But that doesn't leave a lot of space to be able to guide your child the unique way they are meant to be parented. Okay, so after being certified as a conscious parenting coach, I actually started learning about human design. And to me, human design and conscious parenting is a match made in heaven, because it gives you that user guide, that blueprint, that manual, whatever you want to call it, to parent your child the unique way they were meant to be parented, and to reparent yourself the unique way you are also meant to be parented and to live in this world. Okay? So what does that mean? We have so much conditioning in our lives from our parents, our peers, our family, our teachers, and it's hard to know what we truly desire, what our unique blueprint is versus, all the conditioning of and the stories that we hear from society, right? So as I started to learn about my human design, I already had the conscious parenting knowledge under my belt, and I continue to grow that knowledge every day. And when I started learning about human design, it really gave me permission to be like, you know what? I've been feeling in my soul that this is not right for me for a long time. But I wouldn't fully lean into it or fully trust it because, I still was a little bit afraid of what society might say or might think or might react, or because it just was not what was in the mainstream, right? But learning my human design is like, no, this is who I am meant to be, and I'm going to be. It makes it easier to let go of that conditioning, to let go of that societal expectations, and to truly live a life on your term. It's truly coming back to yourself, right? And when we look at our children, they are born perfect. They are born connected with the universe. They are born with a full life force energy inside of them. But it's us that slowly takes that away from them, right? So, how can we start being, embodying, living in our day-to-day lives in a way that elevates the consciousness for ourselves and for our children, right? That allows us to bring more joy and love and passion and abundance into our day-to-day lives. And what I've come across recently is, so that you can also say being more spiritual, right? Which has nothing to do with any type of religion. It's just more being connected to the source, to the universe. Okay. And recently I've been learning more about spirituality, even more than I've already have. And it came to me that, there's a lot of people out there today that are spiritual consumers, right? And I myself am a spiritual consumer, meaning I love my mala necklaces, which is a necklace, in Kundalini yoga. I love my little statues, my gold statues of elephants and hearts. And I love having tarot cards or any type of cards or affirmation cards. All the crystals, the candles, the incense, whatever it is, right? There's a lot of us, and I'm seeing this as a trend on social media. So many of us love consuming these spiritual tools, right? But being a conscious parent actually means that you're going deeper than that, right? Having those tools is so fun, but to me, it's almost a bonus. Because wearing my mala necklace, yes, the crystal properties are around my neck all day, and that is great. But I don't get as much from that as I do from sitting on my mat and doing some Kundalini yoga, doing some breath work, learning about my human design, my unique blueprint, and embodying that, right? Learning about emotional intelligence and embodying emotional intelligence and practicing it every single day. So being a conscious mom is not so much about, it's two things. Yes, you can surround yourself with what I like to call those spiritual things that we purchase as tools, right? They're tools to remind me to go back to myself. But we also have to practice it. We have to develop a practice, tools to help us be more present with our children, release that trauma that we've experienced in our life, and to heal and to grow. And to create a baseline where love, abundance, acceptance, freedom, passion is our baseline in our home. More often than not, right? So that's a little bit about my journey to becoming a conscious parent and, you know, kind of tools to help you do that. So if anything I want you to take away from this is that being a conscious parent means not only raising your child, but also raising yourself, essentially reparenting yourself. And the best way that I know how to do that is to look at your unique blueprint, look at your human design and your child's human design, and use that as your guideline to parent and to reparent yourself. And allow that unique blueprint to release societal expectations so that you can both be tapped into your true abundant energy and truly live your best life. Okay, so let me give you a few action steps if you're like, that all sounds really great, but I don't even know where to start. Okay, a really simple one that doesn't really take much time, but that can be such a powerful payback is reflecting mainly on your triggers. Okay, so being a parent, it's so easy to fall into guilt and shame and being, I'm a bad mom for having yelled at my child today, or I'm a bad mom for having said no to my child today. I don't believe that's the case. I believe that if you actually feel like you're a bad mom because you yelled at your child today, then you're actually a great mom, because, you know, quote unquote, bad moms don't feel guilty about yelling at their child. Okay. However, if you want to take it a step further, reflect on it. Go buy yourself a journal and sit down every evening after you put your child to bed. Maybe make yourself your favorite cup of tea and just reflect on today. What was good? What was maybe not so good? How can I do better next time? How can I do better tomorrow? Where did I get triggered? Why did I get triggered? And just reflecting on what happened behind the scenes, right? The next way you can do this is you can actually purchase my Sparkle Time Journal. And I created that exactly for that. After I was completed my certification as a conscious parenting coach, I knew everything I had to do and I knew what I wanted to focus on with my child, but I still wasn't doing it every day. So having that Sparkle Time Journal, there's morning reflections, which only take a few minutes, and then evening reflections, which take you about 10 minutes to do. And inside there, that is what allowed me to take all the tools that I knew that I wanted to imply into our life and actually do it, because it gave me that accountability. It gives you that reflective work to do every evening. There are specific guided questions that I put in there so that it can help you reflect and also help you start to heal. Okay. So the other thing that you can do to reflect, if those first two options, you know, don't work for you, or you want to do even more, is learning EFT. EFT is emotional freedom technique. Okay. And you can start doing it every evening. And it's a tapping method. So you tap on specific points on your body. And what it does is it allows you to clear the emotional disruptions in your mind and body. Okay? It is one of the most powerful tools that I know. You can learn how to do EFT anywhere, really, but I have resources to guide you on my website. So you can check in the show notes for my link to my website, or you can also just send me a message on Instagram or, you know, inside the reviews, ask me any questions you have. Like I said, I will be doing Ask Me Parenting Questions, where I will be doing a Q&A of different parenting questions that you are posing me. Okay. So the next action step that you can take is actually to take the time to learn human design. I'm all about being efficient and effective, right? And knowing my human design and my daughter's human design allows me to do just that. It allows me to be a more conscious parent. Because for all sorts of things, one, I know, you know, it gives me a blueprint of her sleep, her digestion, you know, all sorts of things, how she does under pressure, her emotional intelligence and her emotional health, and how to help her deal with emotions in her unique blueprint, because everybody has a different unique blueprint, especially when it comes to emotions, right? And it just, when we have all sorts of issues come up in our lives, whether it's, you know, her having freakouts before we have to leave the house, or her not wanting to brush her teeth at night, the small and the bigger challenges that we all face as parents, learning you and your child's human design allows you to be more efficient and effective at dealing with these issues. Because instead of trying just a random strategy to see if it's going to work, knowing their unique blueprint, you can take that and then you can actually find a strategy based on their unique blueprint that, you know, pretty much 99.9% is going to be effective, right? So if you want to learn about any of these resources, like I just mentioned, you can find them on my website, which is going to be linked in the show notes below. Thank you for listening today, and continue to elevate your consciousness and bring more love, joy, passion, abundance, freedom, and happiness into your life. Thank you so much for listening to the Conscious Parenting Paradigm Podcast. I am your host, France Taillard, Certified Conscious Parenting Coach. You can find me on Instagram or TikTok at Coach France T. You can find my link to my website in the show notes or on my social media profiles. I would love it if you would subscribe to and rate this podcast. I will be doing multiple Ask Me Parenting episodes, so if you have any questions for me, please leave it inside a review on your favorite platform. Your feedback and support is so appreciated. See you next time, where we will continue to explore conscious parenting together.